try to build a winning program, not only on the court, but off the court, you know, mentor young men. And that's kind of what we've done, and it's paid off so far.
It seems the process was fairly easy and took not a lot of time. Am I exaggerating that? Did it take a lot of time to build this?
Well, it's according to what people talk about time. Our programs, probably 280 days out of the year, we're in a gymnasium, whether it's season or off season. So, you know, a lot of programs go 3 months a year. Maybe they'll do a little bit in the spring, but we played average about 60 games during the summer alone. So I think in 4 years we put a lot of time in here, to be honest with you, just with the work we've done.
I'm going to try to get to know you personally here as I'm doing this, Coach. What if somebody said to you, what's your coaching style, how would you answer that?
The strength of my kids. I'm very versatile. We're going to play a lot of man-to-man defense, and then offensive, we're just going to, you know, coach the strength of our kids. And it's all going to be about one instead of the individuals. Our kids have bought into that system that it's not really about themselves. It's about the team. And at the end of the day, that if we win as a team, we'll get a lot more out of it. It'll carry on into life situations for us also.
When you live in a small community, I think kids who are playing middle school, you know, see what you have done at the varsity level. Does that help interest there? Does that get those kids started playing basketball at an earlier age because of the success you're having now?
Well, of course it does. You know, and we have a great feeder system here. We have an AU program that supports our high school, and then our middle school program has lost, I think, one game in 3 years. So our middle school program is a program. It's an outstanding program also, which is connected with us. Luckily, it's all one program. But, you know, it says a lot about our community, the support we get from them, and what the kids want to do to be successful in the game of basketball.
Tell me about your regional game coming up.
Well, you know, playing Pahokee out of obviously down south. You know, they're a district champion down there. Really a football school, not a basketball school. So, you know, we're looking forward to that game. You know, it's just one step at a time. You know, our ultimate goal coming into this season was to win a state title. So regionals is something you have to do to get to the state title. So we're looking forward to it.
Can you compare and contrast, if there is anything like this, last year's group with this year's group?
Well, I'd say one thing, we've grown as a team this year, more of a brotherhood than last year's. I think it was a mixture of kids just maturing. As far as talent level, I think we're more talented for one reason. We're more mature this year than we were last year as young men. They hit the weight room hard, you know, Vertimax and everything. So, you know, there's not much in difference in the two teams. They're both hungry. They both wanted a state title and had the kids at the beginning of the summer. The first year we won it said, you know, the only reason we're playing is to win a state title. And that's kind of what this group said. We're going back after a state title again.
What is the student body like, you know, faculty, all that? Does the school get behind this group?
Yes, it's outstanding. If you ever come out to a Williston High School game, it's usually sold out. We have a pep band that plays part of the home games. It's quite the atmosphere. I'm from Indiana originally, played high school and college basketball in Indianapolis, Indiana. So when I came to Florida, it was like, is this real basketball? You know, no one in the gyms, small gymnasiums. Now at Williston, you would think you're back in Indiana to a basketball game where it's sold out, people waiting outside the door. So it says the volumes about our administrators, our student body, and just the community in general.
I'm just going to say, too, besides the student body, has the community gotten, I think you kind of answered it, but I would imagine the community's gotten behind you well, too.
Yes, they have. You know, obviously when we won it last year, we get parades, you know, parties, everything going on in the community. If you drive through the town right now, the local car wash, which it's a small community, it already says something about us going back to the state tournament this year. You know, they have high hopes for us this year again. So great, great support out of this community.
Well, let's hope we can do it again, Coach. And it starts as Williston will take on Pahokee. Thank you for doing this, and hopefully as you keep winning, we'll get you back, and I appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You got it, Jim. Thank you. Jim Irvin, he is the coach at Williston. So now,